Seven ways to get what you want through empowering thoughts.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zenk, soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle in the direction of your dreams and goals. Come on up. The weather's fine. The sky is clear. And you have power, prosperity, and passion growing in your life. Today we're talking about seven ways to get what you want through empowering thoughts. That's the key here. We're learning to change our thinking. Now, I love what the late Wayne Dyer used to say. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at then begin to change. Oh, that's so important. When you change the way you look at things, the things that you look at begin to change. How many of you right now are dealing with a stubborn client and you're looking at that client in a negative way? Or you're dealing with a relationship issue and you're looking at your husband or your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend in a negative way. Maybe you're involved with your ex over a dispute, alimony, could be any property, whatever, children, custody. Maybe it's time to look at that person differently, because the way that you are looking at that person is getting you the results that you don't want. The way that you're looking at that situation is getting you the results that you don't desire. The way that you're looking at your feelings and beliefs may be not working for you. Perhaps they're not empowering you to attract the kind of prosperity and wealth and abundance and love and happiness and joy and health and vitality that you desire and you deserve. Oh, seven ways to get what you want through empowering thoughts. Matter of fact, I don't know of getting anything in this universe without using empowering thoughts. So number one, zero in on what you have. Focus on what you have. Stop focusing on what you do not have. Okay, you split up in your relationship. I don't have him here anymore. That's what you're focusing on, and that's what you're getting more of. Focus on what you do have. Never focus on lack. Focus on abundance. Focus on prosperity. Focus on happiness. Focus on joy. If you're a salesman, don't focus on the difficult clients that you've been given by the company to deal with on a daily basis. Focus on the prosperity and the opportunities that have been opened up to you. If you are starting a business, focus on all the wonderful opportunities, the new friends and clients and customers that you're going to have, because you're focusing on prosperity and abundance. Never focus on lack. Never. Number two, begin each morning, every single morning, with an inspiring ritual. I'm not going to design up your ritual. I know that there's one law of attraction guru who tells you exactly what he does every morning. And that's good for him, but that may not work for you. I want you to choose different aspects that need to kind of fit together, different puzzle pieces that need to fit together in the morning when you wake up. I can give you a few puzzle pieces that work for me that have helped me on my own personal journey. Number one, get up early. The early bird always catches a worm. I know it sounds crazy, but get up early. Fill your morning with gratitude. Exercise, breathe, move your body. Learn something new, read something new. And I suggest that you read something inspiring. And you say, well, Robert, I don't have time to read. Then listen to something inspiring. You know, when you hear something inspiring, something that excites you, ignites you, it may be only good for a day or two, and then you've got to refill up again. And that may have to happen. This is why I encourage people to subscribe to our podcast on YouTube or iTunes or Blog Talk, because every day we're trying to not only teach, but we're working to inspire as well. And you need fresh energy, fresh juice every day. Not every podcast or every video is going to apply to you or your situation, but certainly a number of them will. And so you're getting new information, or you're getting information that's old, but it's been put in a new way. You know, it's so important. Don't think that just because my video or my podcast is free, that it's not valuable. It holds a tremendous amount of value. And I've had people make thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars just by listening to this podcast. They've literally changed their entire life around, bought a new home, bought a new car, got married, fix their relationship. You see, you have to give value, and the value will give it back to you. So, and I'm not just speaking for myself. I'm speaking for anybody who's putting in the time to do a podcast or a video on YouTube or iTunes. Just because it's free, because you're not paying for it, does not make it any less valuable. So begin each day with an inspiring ritual. You know, for some people it's prayer work. But I think somewhere in there has to be either a podcast or reading a book or something that is inspiring, that puts hope and passion back into your life. I am Robert Zink, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, reminding you to join us at Law of Attraction Solution and claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Now, during this 30 minutes, we're going to talk about how a mentoring program can benefit your life in untold, countless ways. I mean, it's just unbelievable how miracles, how easily they can begin to flow into your life if you'll just open up and allow it to happen. LawofAttractionSolutions.com, and send me a letter with your situation so I know a little bit about you when I call. By the way, I don't chase people down. I call once, maybe twice. And if I don't hear back from you, that's okay. We still love you. We're still friends. Maybe another time, okay? We try to get to everybody as quickly as we possibly can. LawofAttractionSolutions.com. Number three, remember, when you change your thoughts, you change your reality. Here's number three. Question your negative thoughts. Every negative thought that comes into your mind, you need to replace it with a positive I am statement. Let me repeat that. When a negative thought comes into your mind, oh, that's a negative thought. Now replace it immediately with an I am statement. You have to have something to replace it with. Nature abhors a void, and so you've created a void. So what I usually do is I like to have a little bit of a space between the negative thought and the new positive thought. Oh, it's going to be difficult to make any money. Money is just really hard to come by nowadays. It's really tough. Cancel that thought. Money is easy to come by. There's money all over the place. Funny, talking about money, I was at a swap meet. I love to go to swap meets because they have old antiques there, and I like old things. And I was at this swap meet, and this one gentleman who's there every week, I hadn't been there in probably 2 months, but he's there every single week. And he has usually the nicest stuff. He said to me, he said, you know, the entire U.S. economy is picking up except for this area. It's not picking up much. I said, really? And then I paused and I thought to myself, cancel that thought. The economy is picking up like never before. It's growing, it's expanding, and money is easy to come by. You know, I thought that to myself. I didn't say it to him. So when other people give you a negative thought, want to share a negative thought with you, you can say, cancel that thought in your mind and then replace it with an I am statement. I am earning a tremendous amount of money because the economy is booming, for example. Okay? Number four, use empowering language, words all the time. I know your friends are going to go, what's wrong with you? You've changed. Something's happened. Did you get taller? Did you grow more hair? But the truth of the matter is that they're going to feel better around you. Everyone's going to feel better around you, including yourself. You will feel better, and you'll begin to attract more of what you truly want. You'll get what you want because you're using empowering words, and words are based on thoughts.
Don't miss an episode of Law of Attraction, Secrets with Miracle Mentor, Ancient Wisdom Teacher, and Master of the Matrix, Robert Zink. Subscribe now on YouTube, iTunes, and Stitcher.
Well, number five is daily gratitude. And I like to do not only past gratitude, because I do spend time, you know, being grateful for all kinds of things in the past. Present gratitude. What's going on in your life right now? What are you grateful for this moment? Did you eat today? Be grateful for it. Some people didn't. Do you have nice clothes to wear? Be grateful for it. Some people don't. Don't take anything for granted. Be grateful. And then, future tense gratitude. Be grateful for the new car that you're attracting into your life, for the new home that you're going to be moving into shortly, for the new business that you're starting up that's going to make you a pile of money. Be grateful. And number six, act as if. Act as if you've already achieved what you desire. This is the greatest mind thing you can do. It's a mental game that is really not a game at all. It's based on cognitive therapy and NLP. It seems like a game, but it really isn't. When you begin to act as if you are already wealthy, act as if you are already healthy, act as if you are in a passionate, loving relationship, the universe pulls up alongside you and moves in alignment with your beliefs and the way you feel. And the way you feel will be different because you're acting different. And you will attract different. This is one of the greatest tools you can use. Matter of fact, we have a podcast out titled Act As If. And I highly recommend you act as if you've listened to it. And then listen to it. Okay, number seven is an action that changes your thinking. Okay, up until now, we've been talking about ways of changing your thinking that will change actions and what you attract into your life. But now, I'm going to give you three little words. Three little words. An action that will change your thought pattern. Do it now. Do it now. Those three little words will change your life. You will build the kind of personal empire based on love, you will build a personal empire based on abundance, prosperity, love, happiness, joy, health, vitality, because you're taking action. When you think about putting it off, do it now. When you think about tomorrow, do it now. When you think about later on, do it now. Now, I'm not saying not to prioritize, but get in the habit of being an action person. Back in the 70s, there was a movie called Action Jackson. Be an Action Jackson, okay? Be the guy that, or girl, or woman, or man, that is always taking action. People look at you and go, wow, this person's on fire all the time. Do it now. Okay, be sure and visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. And want to remind you that we are giving away 3 audio programs, and we'll list them right on Instagram every month. We are giving away, so at the end of November, end of December, on and on. And these audio programs are a $49 value each. One is on love, one is on money and business, and the other one's on business. So one's on money and prosperity, and the other one's on business. And they work on your subconscious mind as well as your conscious mind. I am not making these programs available anywhere. They're only available if you win them. You got to be lucky, and you are lucky. I know it about you. I know that you have tremendous luck. So follow me on Instagram. I'll throw up some crazy stuff from time to time. I'll throw up some inspiring stuff. I'll share some stuff about my family. And hey, that's how it goes. And you have a chance to win every month. And I'll post it on Instagram. Okay, we are out of time. You have a great day because you deserve it. Bye-bye.